Iraqi parties have agreed to form a core alliance in a bid to form a new government. The agreement was reached following talks between Muqtada al-Sadr, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Omar Hakim, and representatives of al-Wataniya Party. In a joint statement, the parties said that the decision was made in the interests of the Iraqi people. They added that the alliance will seek to form the parliamentary bloc that can form a government. The parties also said that the cross-sectarian alliance is open to other partners. On Sunday, Iraq's Supreme Court officially confirmed the result of the country's parliamentary elections in May. The Iraqi constitution gives the winning parties 90 days to form a government. Now to discuss that more, we are joined by Mr. Tim Anderson, senior lecturer at the University of Sydney, joining us live. Thank you very much, Mr. Anderson. Now, do you believe that these four parties will be able to meet the 90-day deadline and will be able to form a government? Will there be other parties joining them?
I think there will be others joining them or modifying this alliance. There's the principal dynamic here, I believe, is really their relationship to the imperial power, which is still, the US still has enormous destructive impact on the rise of an independent Iraq. And I think it's the major factor bearing on these talks is really to what extent they're prepared to confront that destructive force. And the US at the moment is very active trying to damage the relationships between Iraq and Syria and Iraq and Iran. And that is really the principal obstacle to a successful independent Iraq. You know, there's been a lot of talks in recent weeks leading up to this formation. I don't think we've seen the end of it. I think there'll be ongoing talks. Really, the US is very hostile in particular to the group led by Hadi al-Amri, the popular forces, which were mainly responsible for the defeat of Daesh. And that's the real key dynamic going on here, I believe.
Now, Mr. Anderson, we've also heard about the U.S. Saying that they will be staying in Iraq. The U.S. troops actually will be staying in Iraq. Do you think that a new government will be able to facilitate the departure of these troops?
Well, it depends on the level of political will the government has. As I said, the U.S. is trying to wreck relationships between Iraq and Syria and Iraq and Iran, its neighbors, with which it's got the permanent relationship, in the interests of pursuing the US's adventurism in the region, in particular the sanctions against Iran. It wants Iraq to join in sanctions against Iran. That is just suicidal for any Iraqi government, basically. It needs good relationships with its neighbors and security. The US is occupying border areas with Iraq and Syria. So it's a question of, what sort of political will are we going to see in a coalition in Iraq to stand up for an independent Iraq with a good future with its neighbors?
Mr. Anderson, it's still good news to hear that these four parties have formed an alliance, isn't it?
Yes, it is, although if you read between the lines a little bit, it's the first and third place winners trying to squeeze out the second. So, and it has a lot, as I said, to do with their political will to stand up to the intense pressures that are being placed by the US administration at the moment. But yes, they working together is essential. There's no group that dominates, is able to dominate the parliament, so it needs quite a wide coalition. So you can't say that there's anything bad about this. It's just that there really needs to be a much broader sort of coalition, I believe, to an agreement on some of the fundamentals about the strategy of the state.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tim Anderson, senior lecturer at the University of Sydney, joining us live from Sydney with his take on the Iraqi elections.